This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Whiskey, whiskey, won't you go away? Come again, summer.
Double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing. Tried to make me go to rehab, I said no.
New York, Paris, Los Angeles, Chicago, Tokyo, and Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
We're celebrating the people and places that make Wausau, Wausau.
Wisconsin's base camp.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah.
Open for business, right? Episode number 34. Wow. Welcome to Wausau.
Welcome to a miracle on the 34th episode. Yeah, lots of people coming back home this week. Home to Wausau.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this is the Thanksgiving Bartender Special.
Can't wait.
What are the rules, Paul?
The rules are twofold. One, bar has to have been in business for 50 years.
Or thereabouts.
Two, the bartender has to have been a full-time bartender at this establishment for at least 15 years.
All right, we're talking to four famous Wausaunian bartenders. They've been bartending at least 15 years, many of them many, many decades longer.
Yes.
So four bartenders, one episode. It's the Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special.
And we'll reveal the first of those four bartenders coming up next.
We'll be right back, Wausau.
So what y'all want to do? What? Shit, I got a pocket full of bullets and my homeboys do too. A spotlight and some ryegrass rolls. What? We gon' slug some doughs, yeah. Then we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hose down while you rednecks bounce to this.
John Madden and Pat Summerall of Wausau Radio. Just keep them away from the turducken. Ryan and Paul are at your service on the Wausau Business Show.
Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in downtown Wausau with great restaurants, Char Grill House, Lemongrass, Chow, Jalapenos, great pizza at Polito's, subs at Jimmy John's, food and drinks at the Pinery Coffee Shop, unwind at the Chocolate Cafe, stop by Forward Beverage, massages at the Reflexology Center, shop at Magnolia Soap and Bath, Isaac's Fine Apparel, Tanya's Bridal, get a trim at Modern Gents, find something classy at Campbell Haynes, plan your special event at the Jefferson Street Inn. Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center, downtown Wausau.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens. Our Cripescast is coming up at noon on Bull Falls Radio. Now back to the Wausau Business Show with your cheese curd brained hosts, Ryan and Paul, served with a nice side of ranch dressing. All right, Wausau, I love you so much. I'll be back soon, and hey, watch for deer, okay? Bye-bye now.
Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
It's the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, and this is our Thanksgiving bartender special.
And who's the first bartender, Ryan?
The first of four famous Wausaunian bartenders is revealed now.
Ooh.
Let's roll it.
The Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special. The legendary Lop from the iconic Lop Now's Bar.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the proprietor of Lop Now's Bar, Lop himself. Lop, how many years has this place been in business officially, with or without your ownership?
1981 is when I took over, and I believe it was opened in the 1800s, but I don't know what year.
Wow, so one of the oldest bars in Wisconsin.
Yes, I would say so. If it was 1880, 1890, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite memory of all those years thus far of your ownership?
Oh, probably the Packers Super Bowl wins or the Badgers winning the Rose Bowl for the first time in 30 years.
Mm. Oh, what a great memory.
1993.
I think so. I can't remember.
You are part psychiatrist to your patrons and part psychologist.
You hear it all.
Yeah. What are the philosophical insights and pearls of wisdom that you've gotten over the years from some of your customers?
Oh, I can't mention all that stuff I know, but I would say staying away from politics would be the big one, especially nowadays.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
And this place has become a second home to many, many people. I'm sure many of the people that come here are your friends. You've developed deep friendships with them.
Probably three different series already of friends. You know, you open up and they all graduated and went away, and then somebody else came in and so forth like that.
Yeah. What did this place, when it originally opened as a saloon?
I don't know originally, but for a good portion of the time was Gene and Gene's.
Okay.
Gene and Gene Remmel would be the name. They were here all through the 40s and 50s and 60s. I'm not quite sure when they took over. So this would just be the bar in this area here.
How did it come to your ownership, this saloon, if I can call it a saloon?
I just bought it at one time. Just had an ambition to own a bar because I had a lot of softball and basketball teams, and that's what I decided to do. So 1981, I came in. I think it was February.
What was your background before then?
Man, I made pop myself or Pepsi, or I did a few different things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. And were you born raised in Wausau?
Yes.
And what's your favorite thing about Wausau?
I would say diversity of all the people here for sure now. I like the sports. Everything's good. Good climate. I like the change in seasons.
What do you see for the future of Wausau?
I don't really know, man. That's a hard question. I don't know.
If you had a magic wand, what would it be?
Well, one thing I would do is go to one high school.
Back to your sports background there. Yeah. Who's the kind of most famous person that's ever graced these walls, would you say? And by that, I don't mean the best drinker, necessarily.
Well, I have got a few of those. Maybe Jim Otto.
Oh, wow. Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff Dellenbach used to come in when he was here.
Did Dave Craig ever come in?
I don't remember. He might have. I don't remember.
Seems like the type of guy that would have come in. Good guy.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Well, some of the Packers were here. One time the Packers played a softball game at Athletic Park.
Uh-huh.
And one of the firefighters almost died of a heart attack on the field.
Oh.
So they kind of felt obligated, and they all came down here. Michael Finley. Remember Jermichael?
Jermichael
Finley.
Yeah.
And Kuhn and all those guys. And Kuhn was behind the bar.
Coon.
He would not take any money, but he would wait on people. And remember, Brent Good, I think, was a long snapper. He was snapping beers behind the bar. Stuff like that, yeah.
So did Kuhn, he waited on people and then
Didn't want to mess with money. He didn't want to be obligated to know if somebody say something down the road later. I think that's why he didn't want to mess with money.
So then did he pay for everybody's drinks?
No. I would take care of that. Oh. Whoever. I wasn't working. I was here, though.
Yeah.
Whoever the bartender was. But he would help people out, right?
Mm-hmm. And what advice?
It was a crazy time.
What advice would you give to up-and-coming bartenders?
I guess just be, more flexible on who you put up with and, what you say to people, I think, is very important.
Okay, last couple of questions here. Most popular drink at Lop Now's these days or over the years?
Now it's White Claws, all the seltzers.
Okay.
And we sell, vodka, whiskey, rye whiskey, but White Claws and that stuff like that, that's the big seller now, I would say.
And what about since the beginning, since its inception, since you took over?
Beer for sure, for the first 20 years.
What brand?
Well, it went from Pabst to Old Style to Miller Lite.
Less filling, tastes great.
That's the way it went.
And what's your favorite drink of choice?
Well, it used to be Bacardi Diet Coke, but now it's vodka. And I probably shouldn't say this. I don't drink that much anymore.
Okay. And lastly, the most popular song on that jukebox been played over the years.
Boy, lately, I never hear it anymore. But right now, it's kind of funny. The Bears still suck.
I'll bend to that.
honestly, that's what it is. That's what they play every time we play them, and even sometimes when we don't play them.
So. And thoughts on the game last Sunday?
I can't believe we beat them 11-0, but the Bears still suck, right? I don't know what to say.
Right. Are the Packers going to take the Super Bowl this year, would you say?
I'm hoping so, but I'm doubtful.
All right. Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, well, thanks for spending some time with us. We celebrate Lopnows heading into Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be a big Wednesday, I'm assuming, right?
Always is.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show, Lop.
Thank you.
Lopnows on the Wausau Business Show.
You guys got this down.
Wasting away again in margarita bed. Shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
The number one show for Wausau and you. Plus we love the Green Bay Packers too.
Go Pack, go!
It's the Wausau Business Show with Brian and Paul.
In 1973, a small bar served the first light beer. The response was unanimous.
Tastes great.
Here was a beer with its own special brewing process.
Less filling.
It's brewed to be light with only the finest quality ingredients.
Tastes great.
It's less filling. Tastes
today good. There are lots of lights around, but none are brewed like Miller Lite, and none can match the taste.
Tastes great!
For great taste, there's only one light beer, Miller Lite.
At Incredible Bank, we want to recognize two local organizations for making a difference in our community. Bridge Street Mission in Wausau actively supports those experiencing homelessness and hunger by providing a warm location, food, fellowship, help, and encouragement. In Weston, the Greenhead Community Center offers many activities that provide valuable social and recreational opportunities for community members. We are proud to play our part in supporting you. Thank you for being incredible.
The Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special. The legendary Karen from the iconic Chatterbox Bar.
So we're at Chatterbox with Karen. She's been ranked one of the top bartenders in Wausau ahead of Thanksgiving weekend. When we gave you the news, a couple of your patrons went, aww.
Yeah. I've been here 32 years.
Yes.
So I know I'm only 29, but I've been here 32 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Well, the rule was that you have to be a bar in business for over 50 years, and this Chatterbox has been in business for well over 50, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. My boss has had it since, 1997, but this was the Chatterbox in 1957, want to say. And, prior to that, at 2nd Ave something. We have actually a whole history thing if you read the history of this bar.
Oh,
yes, this is definitely a staple in town.
So the
corner bar,
great food, some of the best in town for sure.
Not
and a great breakfast.
Not a lot of people know about the food, but let's say one of the best burgers in town.
Burgers are absolutely outstanding. Tuesdays we have gyros. Yeah, we've been serving breakfast recently. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What's one of the top memories that stands out from your time in the top 32 years?
I have to tell you, I could sit and tell you a bunch of them, but I would sit and cry. There are so many.
Oh.
When I started working here at a young age, people that came in here were like in their 90s. I have learned so much over the years from people who came here when they brought horses and buggies. You'd be very surprised. So to me, it's very sad. I've lost a lot of patrons, but I've learned a lot.
What's one piece of advice that you could tell us that you've learned from your patrons over the years, friends?
I'm going to tell you, a few of them would tell you, shot in a beer works.
You've got one right now.
And that's why I brought this over. There are so many. Like, we have a gal that's down at the end of the bar. Her father was a customer back with my previous owner and when my boss Boone worked here. He's a very memorable guy. Yeah, there are so many. It's been very rewarding.
Yeah, I bet.
Working
you become friends with a lot of people, don't you?
Oh, beyond friends. Yeah. They're not customers. Yeah. They're friends.
Yeah.
They are friends. I cannot lie on that.
So when you started, people that were coming here used to come here in a horse and buggy.
Correct.
That is.
And then in the beer garden, which my boss obviously revamped, it used to be like a movie theater back there. Hence for that picture. cultures. I mean, yeah, this there's a lot of history here. A lot of history, but it's very touching. And
do you ever feel like a part-time psychologist for some patrons?
Mixologist, psychiatrist, counselor, friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
You got
to
wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. And what's your drink of preference here?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite and the shot of?
Jack Fire.
Oh, Jack Fire. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. So any particular notable people that have come in specifically?
I could write a novel on it.
Yeah?
I could write a novel.
What's the first one that comes to mind?
Well, as I'm looking at Anna, her father, Moose, Leslie Thomas Van Oost Jr., he would be, he passed away with my previous owner, but yeah.
There, What's his claim to fame?
He was a mailman and he got fired because on his route he would stop at a tavern and have a shot and a beer. And people would dump out his mailbag, mix it up, and then one time when the postmaster came in, he was at Troy's having a shot and a beer, and they said, Leslie, you come with us. He goes, am I in trouble? And they said, yes. He goes, okay, let me finish my shot and beer.
If I'm in trouble, I might as well be in trouble, right?
Correct. I have to say, yeah.
What's your favorite night of the week to work?
I work always during the day.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds really weird. When I get up on Mondays, there's certain people that come in on Mondays to see me, which make me go in the morning. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays, I have certain people that come in on Tuesdays, which are a highlight. Fridays, there's a young kid that comes in here. He's 24. He texts me every Thursday and says, happy almost Friday. Oh. And that gets me going on a Friday morning. And then I work every other Saturday. There's so many positives. I mean, I can't tell you anything but how wonderful it is.
What's your favorite thing about Wausau?
Oh, boy. I want to say, you know, there's so many things. You run into people and you share the same. I want to say it's like a small, you think it's a small world. Mm-hmm. I've been in Mexico and run into people that know me from Wausau.
Yeah, yeah.
But Wausau, it's very kind friendships that have been built. It's a very nice place.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's a nice community.
Okay.
It really is.
Last two questions. What piece of advice would you give other bartenders that are kind of coming up in their careers?
I would tell bartenders to be sincere, honest, don't talk about the patrons, and don't talk behind people's back. Mm. Care about what you do, and if you don't have the passion, please don't do it.
Amen.
You have to be honest, and you have to care.
Well said. And over those last decades of working here at the Chatterbox, what's the top song that has played on the jukebox over those many years?
Holy cow. We could go on for that forever and ever. Sundays, they play polkas in here. We've had Badger Canes, Jump, Jump. I mean, they're so, oh boy, I can't
even.
Does
one stick out?
Like with karaoke, I'm going to tell you it is probably, I'm going to tell you which one it is.
Okay.
Karaoke, my boss's family and stuff after there was some drinking going on. The Piano Man.
Oh, Billy Joel.
Hi, Billy Joel.
Yeah, everyone thinks they can sing it after a few.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. We had some young kids that do Only the Good Die Young, too, which is awesome. Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to say The Piano Man.
Did you say that's the number one song played on the jukebox, too, over your decades?
Well, we always play, like, typically, like, Sirius XM and Dora. So that would be kind of hard to say. And like, my young friend that comes in here on Fridays, he'll play stuff that's pretty mellow, but I don't know who sings it, but it's good.
I like it. And the top drink that you've served over your career in volume or booze?
Oh, boy. Well, that's...
Most popular drink at Chatterbox is...
Oh, boy, it depends. Like, you have to understand I'm daytime, so I serve a lot of beer. You got screwdrivers, Bloody Marys. Oh, I have to tell you, Bloody Marys, holy cow.
Holy cow.
Holy cow and the Bloody Marys, but the trends change. Like, the big thing for people right now are the younger people doing Good Boys.
What are those?
It's like a vodka tea type thing.
Okay.
In a can? Does it come in a can?
It's in a can. And like on Fridays, we have 2-for-1 old fashions.
Okay.
So Fridays is an old fashioned day.
Yeah, Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah, screwdrivers, Bloody Marys, but beer. And I have some people that come in the morning, they obviously don't drink it. It might be a soda and a bottled water, and they get on pools. I mean, it's like a social thing. You get together and hang out with friends.
And what's your favorite drink to make for yourself?
Miller Lite.
Amen. All right, Karen at Chatterbox, three decades strong going.
You got her.
One of Wausau's best bartenders. Thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show.
Oh my gosh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. Seriously, this is a very wonderful place, and everyone has touched me very much so.
Yeah, it's always an honor coming in here.
Yeah, so
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. And y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pay. Sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
The Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special. The legendary Jane from the iconic Carmelo's Italian Restaurant.
Thank you.
It is an honor and a privilege to welcome Jane Lang from Carmelo's. Right. Hello, Jane. And her dog, Red.
Yeah, Red's in the studio.
Aw, he got real honor. Excited when we started clapping.
Oh, sure.
He was just taking a nap there, and we woke him up with all of our clapping. We clap for everything, Jane.
Okay.
So this is a golden retriever. Is that
right.
What he is?
Yeah. 2 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful dog.
Love
is that
the name.
Is that the first golden retriever you've had? Or
first one I've had, yeah.
Oh, nice. Not the first dog, I'm
assuming.
No,
this is so. I've had dogs my whole life, practically. Yeah.
Very cool. And how long have you worked at Carmelo's now, officially? How many years?
Well, at the business itself, it's 45.
Oh, 45. My gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Red, sit. Uh-huh. and Red's been along for two of those years.
Yeah, for two of those years. Yeah.
45 years, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm getting licked right now.
Right. The first 7 years, it was Iozzo's.
Yeah.
That's where Jimmy started.
Jimmy Iozzo.
Right.
Yeah. And then is it true that there was some friendly competition, let's call it, between Jimmy and Carmi?
Not really. Jimmy just wanted to have his own place eventually, which he did.
That was his goal from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when they went back to being Carmelo's, it was like a week, you know, in between.
So what year was that? That
1986.
And he bought that beautiful piece of land on the river there?
He owned that already. Jimmy did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that's where his house was.
Okay.
So, but they started Carmelo's together as Iozzo's? Is that how that worked?
No. It was Iozzo's first.
Okay.
And then when he moved out to his own place, and Carmi said, well, we'll take it back over. And that's when they named it Carmelo's.
Take it back over. What does it mean? Like, what do you mean by taking it back over?
Well, Jimmy always had the restaurant, but Carmi always had the bar.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. See, I always worked for Carmi, so that's why I say, you know, the business, I've always been with Carmi, so.
Okay, mm-hmm. Carmi Oliva, Carmelo Oliva.
And did they keep the menu when Jimmy moved out, or
no,
did they change
it? No, they had a whole different menu.
Okay.
It was still Italian.
Yeah.
And Jimmy took all his recipes with him, but it was still...
Both are great. I'm sad to see Iozzo's no longer there.
Yeah, I know.
That was great.
They had a great salad there.
Yeah,
they did have a good salad.
They did.
Put Olive Garden to shame.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but there was no, like, famous Italian fisticuffs or anything that led
no,
to that?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. They remain friends.
Good friends.
Well, God rest both their souls. Two of the icons of the Italian restaurant scene here in Wausau.
Absolutely. They built it.
And Jane, one of the things that you're most famous for is remembering everybody's name better than anybody else I've ever met in my entire life. What's your secret there?
I don't have a secret.
You have a photographic mind or anything?
Well, so I think I do sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember drinks better than I remember people's names sometimes.
So someone will walk at the bar and you're like, brandy old-fashioned sour with olives.
Uh-huh.
And
I mean,
that's a real gift.
Yeah, I just don't know how. Yeah, yes, it is.
Because you can meet somebody once. I've seen you go decades without seeing somebody, and the second you see them, you hi, John, how you doing? How you been? I haven't seen you in 20 years.
Yeah.
And I met you once 20 years ago. So, brandy old-fashioned sweet, John, still? Or,
yeah.
I mean, it's really a magic trick almost.
That's why she made it to the top of our list when we did the survey.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So you've been there for 45 years.
Yeah, behind that bar.
And whatever happened to Jammer Sports in the basement?
Oh, gosh, I just just saw Rick this last weekend. He was home.
Yeah.
Rick Jensen. Yeah. I don't know. They were there for a couple of years.
Yeah. Was, cool. Jammers. Yeah. I always went down there and looked around. It was a cool ski shop
it
down
was,
there.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Jammers. Back in the day.
And then they moved out to the strip mall area. Right.
Yeah.
Under mountain.
And
mountain.
Who else was in with him? Wasn't that
Wimmer? Was there
yeah, a Scott Wimmer?
There was yeah, a Scott Wimmer. Wimmer. Yeah. Hi, Scott.
Yeah. Racing legend Scott Wimmer.
Yeah, right.
Before he went to NASCAR. So if you take Carmelo's and Iozzo's, how long together have they been a continuously operating restaurant and bar?
Jimmy started in February of 79, but it was a restaurant before that.
Okay.
No.
There you go. So because the requirement here for our icons of the bartending scene in Wausau is it's got to be a continuously operating bar and or restaurant for 50 years.
Right.
And the bartender themselves has to be bartending for at least 15 of those years. Mm-hmm. And everybody blows those metrics away.
Uh-huh. That's right.
These are real icons. And Jane, really an honor to have you here today. So you think of yourself as most of the people that we've interviewed thus far as kind of a shrink sometimes.
Yeah, your part-time patrons? Psychiatrist. Yeah.
For sure. But, you know, I love listening to people's stories.
I can imagine.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody's got one. They come to you with their complaints, their celebrations, their anniversaries and birthdays. And when they're down on their luck, they're in to talk to you, Gene.
Uh-huh. Sometimes. Yeah,
yeah. They bring their problems to you sometimes.
Yeah. And I just listen. I don't give advice.
You don't opine one way or the other.
No.
That's why you're great.
What advice would you give to a younger bartender that's just starting out in their career?
Always use a napkin when you give them a drink. Always set that drink on a napkin or a coaster.
Yeah,
good tactical advice, yeah.
Is that just to get the moisture out of there, or is there another reason for those?
I think it just looks better.
It looks better.
You set a drink on a napkin or a coaster, it looks...
just a little more professional.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay, the aesthetics matter.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And always be... have a smile on your face.
Yeah. Jane never...
What can I get you, you know? And
she's never in a bad mood.
No, Jane. There's nothing worse than walking into a bar, sitting down for a drink, and someone looks like you're hassling them to serve you.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, good. And we've got a grumpy bartender today.
Yeah, right.
And always pay attention to everybody around you.
I mean,
I've got it fortunate because that's a U-shaped bar where I'm at.
Right.
So I can just take a glance around and see what's going on. You know, but that's it, too. You have to pay attention to what's going on all around you all the time.
Yeah, because you're always on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be exhausting sometimes.
No, not really.
Do you ever get sick of it? Do you ever get bored?
No.
Not once in those 45 years and never got bored? You always look forward to going to work every day?
Most times. I wouldn't say I was bored, but most times I looked forward to going to work,
What about like a bar that you like going to in your free time?
Oh, I don't really go to bars.
Yeah. You're getting
your fill at Carmelo's.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, you know, we go to the Chatterbox every now and then.
Okay. Oh, hey, Karen.
Shout out to Karen.
Yeah.
But really, I don't really go to any bars. So.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, my daughter and I used to go to intermission. And, you know,
the Mish.
We call it the Mish.
Yeah, and see Jim. And
Well, we're going to do this again, and we got to get the Jim. Mish and some other ones on here. One thing we've recognized is that we're going to feature these bartenders, and then people are going to complain that certain people like B&R are not featured.
Oh, sure.
We've only got 1 hour once a week, but we're going to do episode version number two coming up.
Yeah. We can only do so much, Wausau.
Right.
So,
what's your favorite thing about Wausau?
Oh, I mean, I've been here, I went to school here for a year, and then I did work at the House Imports for a year or two before I went to...
Oh, right in front of Bueller's there.
Well, that's when Tom and Kathy Vodegas had it.
Yes.
I mean, so this was a long time ago.
That's where you started your career as a bartender?
Oh, no, I started up north.
Where?
In Three Lakes,
And right out of high school you started?
No, I was a short order cook after high school.
Oh.
And a maid and everything else, and I kind of just fell into bartending.
Cool.
And one of the guys I worked with at the time, he taught me how to make drinks, and he says, you want to, you know, work here.
And then what brought you to Wausau?
Well, actually, I went to school here for a year first.
Okay.
I went to the university.
Okay.
And, of course, then I worked at the House Imports at the same time. Well, I got to know people, and, you know, you make friends when you're here. And, well, and then Floyd Merkus, I don't know, you guys are way too young to remember him.
Well, thank you.
He worked for Carmi for years and years, and he knew me from up north.
Okay.
And he asked me if I was going to come back to Wausau. He goes, because because if you do, I'll have a job for you down there.
Wow.
So that's how I got to Wausau, because when I went to school down here, then they said, well, if you want to come bartend for us, because mm-hmm. then I lived with her mother in her apartment upstairs.
And you worked for a year at House of Imports, and then and then how did you get to Carmelo's?
Well, then I went back to Three Lakes for the summer, and I worked at the Oneida Village, and that's where Floyd was.
Okay.
And he asked me if I was moving back.
Gotcha.
And I kind of intended to, but I wasn't positive.
Yeah.
So he says, well, if you do, we have a job for you at the golf course or at Iozzo's.
And how did you meet your husband?
So that,
we owe Floyd a big thank you, by the way, for bringing Jane to Wausau.
Yeah, he's been gone for many, many years. Oh, how did I meet my husband? Okay, I was best friends with Georgie Iozzo when we were working together. And she was dating Peter Lang, her future husband.
Okay.
And one summer she said, Jane, what do you want for your birthday? Because my birthday's in July. And I said, well, I said, I'm just a 6 foot tall blonde with blue eyes.
A husband is what I want.
Not really. Not a
hunk.
And, so, and Peter's brother, John, was home. And they had a party at Trail's End for me. And they gave them to me in a refrigerator box with a dozen roses.
She really did deliver.
She did. And I mean, we hung out that night and we just ended up, you know, staying together after that.
And you're hitched before you know it.
So your husband came to you in a box with a bow on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a dozen roses.
Yeah.
Well, every woman's dream.
Yeah.
Can't make that up.
It worked out. At Trail's End, nonetheless.
At Trail's End, yeah.
Also iconic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many years have you been married now?
It will be 42.
Oh, that is
congratulations.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful.
So what are some memorable nights that you've had at Carmelo's over the years? Anything stand out?
Yeah, they do, but I can't talk about them.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah.
The vow of secrecy.
Yeah, they all have that vow. It's a bartender's vow, not the gossip, I've noticed.
Yeah, no.
Right. Yeah, you hear it, you see it, you see who stumbles out and who stumbles in, and you keep your mouth zipped.
What happens? That Carmelo stays at Carmelo's.
And at Chatterbox,
right?
And at B&R. Yeah.
One of my most vivid memories from I think it was the first year I worked there, though, we used to have carpet behind the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how old, at that time you could
sounds
have
like
carpet.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was New Year's Eve. And I don't know if you remember Jim Zillman from Zillman's Meat Market.
Oh, cool.
That would be Pat's dad.
Okay.
They always came out every New Year's Eve. Well, they came out and they were sitting by the bar there, where, you know, right by the where I stand.
Yeah.
And I had a gallon of simple syrup and I dropped it.
On the carpet?
Oh, boy. That night. And Jim Zillman was just so kind and so nice. He said, Jane, don't worry. You're fine. Everything's, you know, and I was just so upset.
Yeah.
You know, and he just was so kind to me that night. And I just thought, oh, that was just wonderful. I mean, that's one night I'll never forget.
Yeah.
You know.
What about famous people? Anybody famous grace those walls?
You know, I think Art Linkletter was there when Iozzo's was there.
Mm.
And but that, you know, there might have been a couple of other ones, but I, you know.
Well, we know that Melissa Langben speaks very highly of you at Carmelo's.
Oh, yeah.
One of her favorite places, So you've seen these drinks come and go out of fashion. What's the most popular drink that you've made over your career at Carmelo's?
Oh, old fashions.
Old fashions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bar none.
Mm-hmm. Bar none,
Wisconsin tradition. That would be the most popular drink then, obviously?
Some nights, but other nights you get the Cosmos and the lemon drops and all that.
The fancy drinks.
The fancy dancing
drinks.
What's
the one that you don't like making?
Despise making.
Yeah. Is it like a grasshopper, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that doesn't bother me as long as it's not really busy.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but when it's busy and you got to make them, and then it's time consuming and messy.
Pull out that blender.
No ice cream.
Another five grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Boy, I remember going into Carmelo's as a kid, and they would have those exhaust fans on the ceiling because everybody would be smoking in there.
Oh, that's
my
right.
God, yes, yeah.
You probably don't miss those days, do you?
Not really, no. Although I used to smoke at the time, too, so I, you know.
So you partook in the
festivities. But that was the best thing you ever did, was get rid of that in a front sitting,
At the time, it was controversial, but now it seems why would we have ever allowed smoking? But everyone did.
I mean, but everybody did it back then.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So, Jane, in conclusion, thanks for coming by today. today.
Yeah, real honor.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank
well,
you.
This is great.
Yeah.
And Red, you too.
Yeah, thanks, Red. But, sleeping again?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Careful on our clapping here. Yeah. We're about to clap again.
Brace yourself, Red.
But, you know, you've met so many people over the course of your career. I'm sure you've got decades left in your career, right?
Well, hopefully.
We hope so.
Well.
And we heard about the news that Lucas and his sister?
Katie, yeah.
They have purchased Gulliver's is public now, and we wish them the best of luck. They take over the beginning of next year.
Right.
Uh-huh. And obviously, we've talked to Peggy, and we've talked to her about coming on the show and talking about the future of Carmelo's, because there's been all those rumors for years and years and years about
years.
The future of Carmelo's. So we look forward to cracking that nut. We won't put you on the spot with that, but that's coming up on a future episode of the Lost Business Show.
Okay.
But you've met so many people over the course of your career and talked to so many people when they're up and when they're down. What's a memorable philosophy or pearl of wisdom that you've gained from someone over the years that sticks out?
I don't know, just be nice to people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, I generally care what they think.
Yeah. These are your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. They turned out to be friends.
Yeah.
Family,
right.
You know? And now I'm getting teary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people, they end up just being your friend and, you know, just treat them like a human being.
Well, I'm sure in the beginning of your career, there was a whole different crop of people than there are today, right?
And some of those people are gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've met families that had kids and their kids had kids, you know, and a lot of people that we knew from the early days of Carmies, they all passed away already, you know. And but I still, like Mike and Sue, I still talk to them.
Yeah,
Matthias is. All the time.
Yeah, so they really do become your friends, don't they?
Oh, they do. It's like family.
Like family,
Yeah, and Jerry and Bob Quirt, too. They're... You know,
Well, Jane, we wish you all the best and many years to come. And thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Jane, everyone.
Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you hit record?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
That joke never gets old.
Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Memories of Scott Street Steak and Pub to the beer at Dave's Bolodome. This is the Wausau Business Show.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run.
Roll out. Roll out. Roll out.
Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Yeah. Everybody, it's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And this is the Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special, where we celebrate those famous Wausau watering holes, slinging the best old fashions in the business.
Legendary group of bartenders.
So we've already done Lopnow's.
Yep.
And then we did Karen from Chatterbox.
Oh, what a treat. And who can forget Jane from Carmelo's?
She's the best.
Yeah.
And who we got next, Paul?
Let's find out.
Last but not least.
Let's roll it.
The Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special. The legendary Frankie from the iconic Scott Street Steak and Pub. God rest its soul.
Here he is, Frankie, everybody. We tracked him down.
Found him. You can run, but you can't hide, buddy.
And Frankie wanted to start with a story, so go ahead, Frankie.
Oh, it's just... Okay, I reconnect with a bartender on Facebook that we worked together in the 90s at Scott Street.
Right.
And when we did reconnect, she tells me the story on Messenger, which is hilarious. Her and her boyfriend are in a bar in Jamaica while they're on vacation. And the bar had a Wisconsin theme to it, so that intrigued them. They stepped in. She was from Nina. Anyhow, they are sitting in the bar and they're talking to two guys next to them. And one thing led to another. They talked about, where are you from? Well, I'm from Nina, but I lived in Wausau for a while. Oh, did you know the Scott Street Steak and Pub? Well, I work there. How's Frankie doing?
Oh.
I just thought that was hilarious. It's like all the way in Jamaica and a couple of people are asking about me.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's the reach you get.
Yeah. That's why you're on the horn with the Wausau Business Show right now, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. Thanks for being on.
Yeah. What's your last name, Frankie?
Schoenfuss. Schoenfuss phonetically. It's spelled S-C-H-O-E-N-F-U-S-S. It means beautiful foot in German.
Oh, how are your feet by chance? Are they beautiful?
Actually, they're a little tricky.
Yeah. Well,
I have some birth defects.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone keyed you in about my right arm, for example.
Go ahead.
That's the most visible. It's smaller than the other one, which led to a lot of jokes. Oh. I could tell you some good ones.
Did that make... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Birth defect, I've got a slightly shorter bicep, pronounced shorter forearm, and a small hand and wrist. Only four fingers. One finger is actually transplanted. It was the index finger on my hand. I had a bullet sack of skin for a thumb. Doctors did that when I was four. So I got this, you know, normal arm and what I call Captain Hook. And I had a line when I tend bar, and I'd be busy, always busy at Scott Street. And I'd see new people come in. I'd want to acknowledge them, let them know, hey, I see ya. I'll get to ya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me a minute here. I'm busy. Yeah.
So I'd raise the little arm to him and go, I'll be right with you. I'm a little short-handed right now. I'd say it with a straight face.
Right.
People would be dumbfounded, and then they go, hey, this guy's all right.
Good way to loosen them up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of lean into it a little bit.
Bartender's got to be comedian, loosen up the crowd, entertain people.
Yeah.
You wear a lot of hats as a bartender.
Comedian, psychiatrist.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of different jobs.
Yeah.
Counselor, exactly.
Oh, definitely counseling. Got to have counseling skills.
Hey, Frankie, are you still tending bar to this day?
No, I had to give it up. Okay, after 35 years in the service industry, most of it bartending.
Right.
I gave it up a little over 5 years ago. I have scoliosis, probably because I'm unbalanced physically.
Right.
You know, with one arm shorter than the other, I'm not asymmetrical. And bartending is actually hard work. Hoisting kegs, goodness, to carry three cases of beer and a crack up the basement from Scott Street.
Wow.
Maybe stacked higher than my head, I'd have to look around them.
Jeez.
And it just kind of wears your back down.
Right.
I'm doing art now.
Oh. Yeah, we heard you're an artist.
Use your college degree, right?
Do you know David Anthony Hummer?
David Hummer, absolutely. Fine man.
Another fellow artist.
Have you taken
any? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant is right.
He's the master indeed. Face and figure.
He really is.
Right about that.
Have you taken any of his classes, or are you well beyond taking classes?
I went to UW Stout in Menominee.
Okay.
And studied art there with the intent of being a teacher, but
okay.
I checked out of the student teaching program shortly after I started. I looked too young, and I didn't think I was quite ready for teaching yet.
How did you get into bartending?
That's when I moved to Wausau with the intent of going back and finishing my teaching degree. I never did.
Right.
But I had the pleasure of being introduced to Mr. Hummer and befriending him over the years. He's a brilliant man. He's one of two great minds that I go to for art advice when needed in town.
Who's the second?
David, of course, and also Valerie Berkeley for the Center of the Visual Arts. She's quite brilliant.
Valerie, yeah.
And what got you to Wausau, Frankie?
When did I move here? 84.
And what brought you here?
I moved here because I had some siblings living here, two sisters and a brother at Point. They were all living here.
Yeah.
And college friends, too.
Right.
And they all said, hey, come to Wausau. It's a good town. I knew that from growing up in Abbotsford.
And what was your first job when you came to Wausau?
My first job actually was at Perkins.
Oh.
Waiting tables. Then I went to the now gone Patty's Pub. That was my first bartending gig.
And what year did you start at the iconic Scott Street Steak and Pub?
Oh, goodness. That was the late 80s.
Okay.
I was there for 13 and a half glorious years.
Glorious indeed.
Best years of my life. I
can make the exception on the 15. And that was in the 80s and up to the point where it got closed down. And
I left 6 weeks after 9/11 in 2001, October 2001.
Okay. What made you hang it up there?
I was on the cusp of turning 40. I wanted to attempt to open something I thought this town needed, a kind of traditional style Irish pub.
Oh, okay.
Food and drink. But that fell through. Eventually, I ended up at the White Horse Inn. That was a good move.
Throwback. The White Horse Inn.
That was early in my career, too. That was a great place.
Yes, it was.
Second floor of the
Washington Square.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a memorable place. That was one of two places I worked at where they had actual comedy night.
Very cool.
And Best Western. The Best Western, they let me do master ceremonies for the open for the comedians, you know.
Oh, I bet you killed it.
Introduce them.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
And then you probably went down to Tavern on the Square after you were done with work at the White Horse Inn, huh?
Oh, we reciprocated back and forth. Brother, sister.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
I feel a certain sense of accomplishment that we've been able to reference Tavern on the Square for three episodes in a row, Paul.
Yes, way to go.
Oh, it's a legendary place.
Yeah, it really is.
Legendary people that work there.
Sweet Baby Ray, Larry Raven.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Sandy Rochelle and Johanna Edwards. Oh, they
the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I love it.
Quite the staff.
They yeah.
were fun, and so were we.
Yeah, so let's talk.
That's had a lot of fun people.
That is a signature a giggle, I must say. People must know you for your giggle.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking about it because I was a young man back in those days.
Weren't we all?
Young people fun. Those were good times.
Absolutely.
So Scott Street Steak and Pub, did anybody ever actually order a steak there?
Oh, yeah. We did a steak sizzler special for steak dinners on Thursday nights. They were beautiful steaks.
Okay. I never had a steak there, but plenty
of Miller Lights.
Plenty of Miller Lights. Yeah. Let's talk about the Scott Street Steak and Pub, because that place has a special spot in a lot of people's hearts. People speak very fondly of it all the time and have a lot of great memories there, Frankie, mainly because of you, it sounds like.
Right.
What year did the Scott Street Steak and Pub open?
Oh, goodness. You know, Tom Bergs was the owner that I worked for. I believe the pub was under his ownership for over a quarter century.
Yeah, we're making an exception to the rules here because the rules are usually 50 years in business and 15 years at least of the bartending at that particular establishment. But your name has come up so frequently that
we had
to get you on the horn here
right.
and talk about Scott Street Steak and Pub. What song played on the jukebox there at Scott Street Steak and Pub the most frequently, would you say?
Oh, God, the crowd liked a lot of music, but there was a particular live CD by the Georgia or Southern jam band Little Feet. Familiar with Little Feet?
Sure, I am, Paul.
Waiting for Columbus. Sure. Oh, God, most requested album, always.
Wow, that is fascinating. I wasn't expecting that, but you were also known for live music, were you not?
Oh, God, we had the corner of the market in live music. It's all over now. Everybody's got it. And that's good to see.
Yeah.
That's good to see. I like to see that Malarkey's, Intermission's, Scotty's, they're all doing well.
It started with Scott Street Steak and Pub, I think. I mean, that was really the one to start
Scott it. Scott Street has some legendary, E.C. Scott. She hasn't played in town since. She's from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Lord, she was a soul blues singer with a voice like you wouldn't believe.
Voice cool. like an angel, wow. Yeah.
Did Aircraft
got to meet and befriend Clyde Stubblefield before he passed? He was the drummer for James Brown.
Oh, wow. Legend.
And I feel good. He used to sit in with Howard Guitar Litke and Blue Max after their drummer had passed.
Did Aircraft ever perform at Scott Street Steak and Pub?
Aircraft. Okay, no, members sat in. Okay, Gyro, the drummer, sat in with our house band on more a few occasions. Now, when I worked at Hattie's Pub for Bill Schumacher, members of Aircraft, primarily the bass player, turned flutist Peter Phippen, and Gyro, and Mitch Vigut.
Yeah, there's a name we know.
So not, but without David, they would perform under the name Joe Friday a lot at Hattie's. It's a pity there weren't cell phones back in the day. I have no pictures of Hattie's,
Right.
which is a shame. And that was a fun bar.
What's your favorite memory of Scott Street Steak and Pub?
Oh, God, I got a billion of them. Not all can be shared.
Right.
Well, sign of a good bartender.
Bartender cold right there.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it's really, it's like, where would I begin? Favorite memory of all time. Can I throw just about anything out there?
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, there were two bartenders that were closing together for the first time. I worked six nights a week. I was the night watchman. You know, always closed the bar the seventh day I rested. But, you know, knowing that it was two bartenders, neither of whom had closed as a lead closer before closing, I thought I would be helpful and wander down there at bar time or just after and see how they're doing and help them clean up if they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they had any questions. This is funny. So I round the corner, it's a hot summer's night, and I can hear music as I'm approaching the corner. I'm like, oh no.
Uh-oh.
It is after bar time.
Mm-hmm.
I turn the corner, it's like my worst nightmare. The front door's propped open, the music's blaring. You can all hear already that there's a bunch of people in the bar. The bar lights are all on. It's like, oh my Lord. They lost track of time.
Sure they did.
They just lost track the time.
Yeah,
I had
sure
to
they
run
did.
Behind the bar, hit all the big lights, turn off the bar lights.
You don't have to go home.
And it's a miracle. In the years I was there, we never got busted for being open after hours. We had a couple of close calls with bands that took their time cleaning up.
Liberties they took, yeah.
Yeah. Prima donnas.
Yeah, we've heard some of those stories where there may have been a drink or two served after hours. Yeah.
Oh, who have you been talking to?
The walls can talk.
Yeah. And you met a lot of people over your years, a lot of regulars, I'm sure, that became very close friends of yours. What's a piece of wisdom that you acquired from meeting all these people and hearing them at their highs and at their lows?
Well, I know there's some really incredible people on this earth because I've made a million great friends. You know, that's a blessing. I've met some of the best people on earth through bartending that I never would have met otherwise.
Yeah, well said.
It just wouldn't happen. You know, I'd be facing the crowd and not have the opportunity. And I got to meet them, greet them, serve them, get to know them. That's a blessing.
What about any famous people that have come through the walls of the Scott Street Steak and Pub?
Oh, look, Clyde Stubblefield, he played on James Brown's biggest hits back in the day.
Wow, I feel good.
For Robin Trower.
And what advice do you have for any up-and-comer bartenders, Frankie?
Enjoy it. Enjoy people. Serve people. very important to stir people. They'll like you better.
Love that laugh.
Yeah, I love it.
Well,
amen.
Yeah, Frankie, thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show and reminiscing with us about the great Scott Street Steak and Pub.
Yeah, thanks, Frankie.
It is my pleasure.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
I've been honored. The pub was the greatest job of all. The White Horse Inn, the right place on 6. I was blessed to work at some great places over
icons,
the years.
Icons.
Yeah, real iconic places. Good for you, Frankie. Thanks for being there for us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, take care.
You too. Yeah, you too. Take care, Frankie.
When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got it here. Wow. I feel good.
It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
The Thanksgiving special. And now we're heading out to the 400 block because this coming Thursday, Thanksgiving, is the annual turkey trot.
Oh, I love that turkey trot.
Let's head out there to talk to Ben Lee.
Let's go.
Okay, well, let's just warm up practice. How many times have you run the turkey trot?
None.
Zero?
None. I've been trying for 10 years to figure out how to run it while still be here.
What, run it while you run it?
Run it while I run it. And I've never figured it out. 1 year, I was the sweeper. I went behind the last runner and picked up all the yard signs, and I missed a proposal. There was a wedding proposal at the finish line, and I missed it. By the time I got back, everybody was gone, and they were like, "You missed the wedding proposal."
At
and
the
I was
end like, of the race, the husband, the now husband and wife, he got down on one knee and said, "Okay, we're done with the turkey trot. Will you marry me?"
Yeah, and I hope they're still married. I don't know. I don't know. If they are, maybe they'll chime in and tell us that they're still married.
info@wausaubusiness.com.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, well, why don't we just trot around the block a little bit here?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. All right, do you consider yourself a jogger, a trotter, a runner?
Yes. I've been a runner, not my whole life, but I have run for 4 or 5 years, and the most I've ever run at one pop is 10 miles.
Where was that?
It was on a treadmill. We just hired a new vice president at East Bay, and he came in and got on a treadmill next to me on my lunch.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I can't stop until he stops. And so I kept running, and he ran. I had already had 4 miles in on my run, and he ran 5 miles. And so I ran until he ran, and I ended up at 10 miles because I was stubborn and didn't want to stop in front of him.
How many miles had you planned on running that day?
4.
So you had to run an additional 6 miles?
Yeah, I ran an additional 6 miles.
That is nuts.
I was like, I can't stop in front of this guy.
Okay, so everybody knows the kind of the background for the turkey trot. It started thanks to East Bay originally, right?
Yes.
And you were working at East Bay at the time.
Yes.
What are you doing? You're walking. What are you doing?
Too many laps.
We're slowing down. We're slowing down. Okay. We're going to slow down our miles per minute here. Catch your breath.
That's the beauty of the walk. It's a walk run.
Okay. Fair enough. Yes, it actually says that in the title. Well, it's a great way to start Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. And I think the most important thing here is the way we use the funds. We use all of those funds to buy fresh food from 4 local Marathon County farms.
Beautiful. That is really cool. What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
I think my favorite thing, and this is a controversial opinion.
Fun.
This is me being brave.
Okay.
Is dark turkey meat. And so if I could create just a bird that's dark meat.
Oh, the dark meat. Yeah.
I would do it.
Okay. You put gravy on that? Lather it up a little?
Yeah. Gravy, potatoes, all of it.
Well, thanks for you. Thanks for everything that you and your team do. Tell Jeff Sargent we said hi and everybody else over there. And congratulations on what I'm sure will be another successful turkey trot and the 15th anniversary of the turkey trot. And I saw you went back to the original logo.
We did. We pulled the original logo out of the vaults. We had a designer giving an update. So if you look closely, the turkey still has an iPod attached to an armband on its arm.
Ben Lee, Director of Community Impact for the United Way and the person that oversees but does not run the turkey trot.
That's me.
See you, Ben.
Ben Lee, everybody.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving bartender special. A lot of icons.
Yeah, legendary.
Next week is this second week of Deer Camp. Yeah. Get ready, everybody.
It's my favorite week of Deer Camp.
Oh, and Paul, we already, you know, the email came in already. Oh, already. Boy. Why didn't you include BNR?
Here they come. They're going to roll in the second guesser.
There we go. Well,
there's too many to hit.
Palms, the loading zone, Burke's Fireside Tap, the Glass Hat, Intermissions.
Yeah. What a list. Don't forget Dave's Bullet Home and the Cop Shop.
Might as well include Vibes while you're at it, Paul.
That's a good throwback.
Stay tuned for the Wausau Business Show Bartender Special, the sequel.
Yes. There's too many to hit in one mere episode.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody, and happy holidays.
Yes.
From the top of Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show Thanksgiving Bartender Special episode.
The end!
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. Reichsreserve 2024.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.